Deep Water Digest. Oh, do I need to show this guy? I'll show it again. How do you know what they wished for? They saved, bats had by all. Of course he was nude. Following the revelation that little Maggie was a ghost, the group got to work. Squish found a guide in Patch's belongings detailing how to reunite the mind, the spirit, and the body. Patches dug and found Maggie's drums. Jekylls built his own talkie-walkie and was able to commune with the rest of the group after losing his clothes. He then dug a deep hole and, finding no body, had to coax old Peg into the hole. With a quick tune, Patches reunited Margaret in all her forms. As a thank you, Maggie's spirit showed the crew to the secret spa and granted each of them a wish. Jekylls wished for friendship and found acceptance. Squish wished to never hunger and found satiation. Patches wavered between returning to Lockport or gaining control of the ship. After their bath, the crew returned to the Kahuna Wave where the captain waited for them. They decided to head up to the next island where the captain has a contest up his sleeve.
Contest.
That sounds onerous. Wait, no. Odious.
Ominous.
Ominous.
Odorous?
Yeah, odorous. You know, like it smells. Figuratively.
Not us. We just took a bath.
He's right. Yourself. That's science.
No matter how much you scrub, you still smell like onions.
And you still... You did take a bath, which was the main thing. You know,
he
hygiene.
Hurt us.
Oh, no.
Hygiene's the most important thing, really.
You I know the most important thing was picking up after yourself.
I thought the most important thing was making holes in the ship.
I thought it was no waffle stomping.
Please come back to the concept of hygiene. If we can just keep that in our minds, I think we'll get along much fine. Yes, I've got a plan. And you guys did such a great job. We have a place we can go and relax. It's a little place I've been wanting to stop at for a while.
Kokomo?
Everybody on board?
Do we have a choice?
Steam ahead, Captain.
Yar!
That's me. And he gets behind the wheel and he like gives it a little whip around and you guys take off. So as way of announcements, you're going to have some downtime, but we're going to just go straight to the next place first. Once I find it. Welcome to the island of High House, of Deep Water and High House. You guys pull into the port, and as you're passing the one end of the island, you can see that there's just full of these magnificent homes. One home in particular is very, very well lit, and the captain points to it and goes, "That is High House. It's a huge mansion. The governor of Deep Water lives there. We should go pay him a visit sometime. What do you think, huh? Huh? Huh?" In front of elbows.
It looks very flammable.
Cool. Maybe it
you
is.
Know, I think maybe this, maybe we should tell you, we don't mix well with rich people.
We don't mix well with rich
more
people.
More so than the other.
Yes. We blew a rich guy up several times.
Poor Watts balls.
Poor Watts balls.
Everyone take your hat off for Watts balls.
Never.
Your alley. We'll head to the other side of the island, and he maneuvers the ship to come to the other side of the island, which is Deep Water Market. So deep, this island is the island of Deep Water. There's High Hill, which is the houses, the very nice fancy houses on Hill, and there's Deep, which as you guys pull and you dock into port, it's just a very rundown area. It's full of activity though. It's very poor. You can tell things are tattered and in shreds, but it is a lively town. The whole area is very swampy. There's a lot of water and there's like canals everywhere. Kind of like a bayou type situation. There are street vendors as far as you guys can see. You look, you see some taverns behind you. You are in the island of Deep Water.
It looks beautiful.
You can say that. Most people just notice the tattered, you know, people who live.
I love tatters, personally.
You are a tap man. There are a mixture here of demons and humans. Not more skewed towards the demons, of course, because you guys are getting closer and closer to Teachros. But there are humans that you see. You see enough of them. And it's enough that people aren't going to stare at you. Nobody thinks you're weird for being here.
Oh, good.
Would people think I'm weird?
Well, like, you know, in other places you've been pointed out for being a human amongst demons. Here it's kind of like normal. It's not that strange. Welcome to the island. The captain does have something he's going to do later. But you guys do have some downtime. First things up, though, is your XP. So you guys, as a reminder, you fought the Leviathan Horde, and then you escaped Siempre Tiempre. So everyone's getting 6 XP.
Holy shit. Yeah. Wait, is that a lot?
I mean, it's a lot. Some of the things you got XP for as you're adding that and looking at your scores.
Can you put us in the scene? Yeah, thank you.
Oh, did I not do that? Yeah.
I just did.
Okay, thanks. So Squish, you got 6 XP for, amongst other things, catching fish, shooting well, killing, study. Chuckles, you had finesse, prowler, wreck, tinker, patches, wreck, steering, wreck, platoon. So some of the things you got. So XP for.
Which one of these is XP? Is it the one in the heading for abilities? Because I already have 5. So 3 more and I get, what, bonus points? Cake?
Yeah, you get some upgrade.
You get what?
You can upgrade you can either get a new ability or upgrade one of your abilities. What if you fail your XP?
All right.
Okay, I did that.
All right.
The crew, you've also gotten some XP. Not quite enough to level up, but, you know, you're getting it.
How do I do mastery?
So for mastery, you have to unlock that as a crew. That's one of the things you have saved your XP for.
Oh.
Oh, shit, I can tinker with bones, blood, and bodily humors to sabotage the dying. Oh, wait, no, stabilize the dying. I may study a corpse. Why am I not using any of these?
Because you're silly.
That's not why.
So you guys have some downtime before the next sort of event. If you have anything hobby you'd like to do, or healing, or I don't know, any projects you have working on, you can do that now. Don't all rush out at once. Some of the things you have going on right now.
So, okay. So if we want to take another with insight, prowess, or resolve, it's 1 XP.
Once you fill up that abilities bar, then you can, yeah, you can improve one of your abilities.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait, the abilities are...
I don't know what
you, like, you can either like get a special ability, or you can improve those things like hunt, study, tinker, survey.
By just one?
By just one.
By
so the
just
ability,
one?
Yeah, so the abilities bar, you see it, it says abilities, and it's a black way down your screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you give yourself your 6.
And I'm then just saying, I have like all my stuff that I ever wanted is all like maxed out.
Okay. You're really living the dream, but aren't you?
I'm a prowling, tinkering wrecker.
So if you filled that up, then yeah, you can either add an ability or point to one of these other predetermined items.
Well, as a crew, can we choose to upgrade the so we can get mastery?
You are still three away from your crew was upgraded.
Oh, okay.
You didn't last time you guys upgraded your crew. You decided to save them, so
okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take one and survey.
Cool.
What's going on?
Good.
And he's upgrading his point.
Yes, I upgraded my survey.
I guess I'll upgrade my study. I'll go from 1 to 2.
A studious.
Well, we don't know. I have so many other abilities that I haven't been using. I could have been tinkering with bones and blood this entire time. All I've been doing is chewing on wires.
Go inside a little mouse. Patches, you good?
Yeah, I don't have enough to upgrade anything.
Okay. Cool. You're right on the cusp.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you guys land onto Deepwater Market, and the captain looks at his watch that he doesn't have out of his hand. He goes, all right. Meet back here in about 2 hours. Get yourself the lay of the land, and then we'll be back here in a little bit. Got a plan. We're going to have a hell of a good night.
Can you tell us the plan?
No. Get yourself a drink at the bar. You know, if you had some cleaning up you needed to do. I know your room's, Chuckles, just want to say, went into your room a little bit ago. It was a little dirty, yeah. You know.
You liked it, huh?
That you wanted to clean up or anything else you guys needed to do, you know, just stretch your sheets, sea legs. You know, we kind of went straight here from CM for ATM. I need my own free time for a few minutes. Got a few things to get in order.
Ukulele.
You got me.
It's not a ukulele concert later, is it?
I promise you, I would never never make you men listen to my ukulele playing.
You play ukulele?
I do want to say it was a hobby I've been trying to keep quiet. Just personally, I want you to know that it was not something I bragged about, that I can kind of not play the ukulele.
So you're embarrassed?
A little bit.
Interesting.
And I point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I laugh. And
ooh,
I stomp off the ship. Oh, I laughed and pointed at the red captain.
Oh.
Right, Captain Patches, where are you going? Stepped off the ship.
I'm going off the ship. You're still breaking up a little bit on your microphone.
I don't know how to fix it right now.
Okay. I'm just heading into is this shop area I'm looking at, is it all water there?
It's like up to your knees, but yeah, it's like walkable. You can walk through.
Oh, wait, people are walking through the water?
yeah. This
the
is
man
all
who is all he could talk about is being in a boat. It's the only thing he ever wants. He's just going to stomp through this water.
What do you want me to do? Lead the boat through the town?
Yes. Lead a boat through the town? A listen, raft, perhaps?
I don't think you've noticed, but my boots are pretty high.
Yeah,
they're pirate boots. They go up to they go up to at least the knee, at least.
They've been covered by your frock.
Yeah. The guy always cover it with the frock. You know,
so your frock is going to get wet.
Yeah, frock's good. Frock is weatherproof or it dries off quick. One of the two.
I think you're thinking of a raincoat.
Isn't that what all frock could be? Is a raincoat?
I don't know what a frock is.
It's a part of a coat.
So you're just wearing part of a coat.
All right. I don't have to sit here and talk. Are you even in character or is this out of character?
No, I'm in character. I've been in character this entire time.
Am I just standing in the water talking to you off the, you know?
I'm just saying you could use a raft.
A raft?
Yeah, or some other floatable.
Can you tinker me a floatable?
Maybe. If the price is right.
You want to tinker him a floatable, yeah.
You've always been taking us potables, so this is kind of similar.
Yes, floatable potables. okay. Yes.
Now, if you're going to do this, whose downtime activity does this count as? Is it going to count as Tiger, as Squishes, or is it yours, Pat?
The Red Captains.
I say it's Tiger, but I'll be drinking next to him. Does that count?
That means it'd be two.
Yeah. All right. Okay. It'll be both of yours. You're going to work on this together. All right.
All right.
Tiger, you probably need a survey first to see what materials you have. Or if you want to go out and buy them, you can go out and buy some.
No, I'm going to survey and see what's going on here. Oh, that's a failure.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
You look around, and not only do you not see anything that would make, like, a floatable, you're really just, like, finding the worst things. Like, everything that you find is, like, heavy and would make you sink. Like, you find, like, wet newspaper and, like, heavy chains, a cannonball. Wet newspaper.
We get newspapers every day. We don't know how. So now we do.
Oh, that's just where they're all, we just accumulate in your room. You're like my grandma when we had to move her out. She had just stacks.
Wait, no, we're not in the room. I'm outside watching you stomp around in the water.
Oh. Oh, well.
And it's driving me insane.
Any hints you want to give to this particular quest?
Well, anyway, I'm really mad at the captain for walking around just in the swamp. Just stomping around. Yeah, well, I'm mad at you again because all you talk about is driving a boat, and now you're just clomping around in the water. And
how else are we supposed to get into town?
I'll show you how we get into town. I will make you and us a floatable. However, I found nothing that floats yet. So I will buy something. I will peruse the market looking for something that floats.
So does that mean you have to get in the water too, though?
Yes, but only for temporarily.
You enter the water and you start going around to these different markets, and they have all sorts of odds and ends. There's some that's like ammunition, some's food, some like store, you know, long-term. All useful things. But
you're not interested in.
You come across this one marketplace that's just kind of like somebody took their garbage and just dumped it onto a table and then put like a for sale sign. It's just random, all sorts of random things, pieces of string, a banana peel, some coffee filters,
tires,
you know, like an old plastic bag,
license plates.
Yeah. Just the general debris that you might find.
This is a place I can sink my teeth into.
The owner of this establishment is this little old lady who's just like head barely like peeks above the table. And she goes, you see the wares?
Yeah, I do.
Is she
standing in water?
I approach her flesh.
Is there anything I can help you with? Anything you
are
see?
Are you a ghost?
No, very much alive. You have to ask those questions, though, in these areas.
Yes. The last old lady I interacted with turned out she was a ghost. Although she also passed the flesh test. Yeah. It was confusing. She passed the flesh test somehow. I'm going to try not to think too hard about that. Do you have any tires?
me here. And she like rumbles around a little bit in the back. And she goes, oh, there we go. And she brings out this big heavy tire. Well, not heavy, but this big tire that's like as big as her. She has to hold it with both arms above her head. Well, that's
Yeah. I mean, relatedly, do tires float? Does this one float?
She chucks it into like the water alley next to her, and it just kind of, you see it like hit the water and just kind of.
Hell yeah, I'll take four.
And I'm only taking off the bus.
Yeah. Also, yeah, and your finest, flattest board, please.
And she just rips a hole, a board, from like the stall that she's in.
God damn it, I love this lady.
And she grabs all of her, she comes back with all the wheels. She kind of pushes them all for her, and she stacks it up, and then she puts the wheel on top, so you can't even see her anymore behind this pile. And she goes, all right, for the four wheels and the board in for free. That's going to be, say, 8 coin for the whole thing.
8 coin? What do I look like? I'm made of coin? How about this? I give you a back rub.
You're going to have to, that's going to be a persuasion. That's a sway.
All right.
Patches, do you want to assist him in his sway in any way?
Tell this lady about my back rubs.
Ma'am, you will not regret it. His back rubs are even better than his front rubs. I guarantee it.
I'll give you a front rub, too.
No, don't do that. That's going to cost her.
That's for me.
We're going to have to give her a tire for that.
Go ahead and throw your sway, Chuckles, and then, Patches, you throw your sway as well, and we'll take the best of the two.
Yeah, I wonder which one that's going to be. Holy shit.
Hooray.
Was that Squilliam? I've never heard someone do a Squilliam voice, but that was pretty good.
I just want to let you know what my notes now have to say. I don't know if you can read it. It says, Chuckles, +1 for body rub.
Back rub.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
you're
front
right.
Rub.
Yeah. Give this little old lady a back.
And as she's saying, you know, that she doesn't want to take a back rub in exchange for all of this garbage, I, you know, go behind her and I start rubbing on her deltoids. And I say, well, how about this? And I just start digging in there, getting real deep tissue. That's what we do here.
She's like, she resists at first, but eventually, it kind of like all just suddenly, she becomes like a little pile of like goo. She's like, oh, I'm wonderful. You're gonna spoil me. She kind of waves you off. She goes, just take it. I think I got the good end of the bargain.
Wait, no, I'll give you some coin. I just don't have 8 coin.
What are you going to? All right. Well, give me coin, too.
All right. Here's 2 coins.
Bartering works. Thanks.
I got no use for them.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for
that. Here's 2 coin for letting me rub you down. thanks for the garbage.
Well, thank you. Time. And as you leave her stall with your pile of tires and the board, she just like goes and sits in like one of the like just an old pile of rags, oil covered rags, and she's just like laying there.
How dangerous!
Wow. Well, congratulations! It's... You now have the materials you need to make floaties.
We're on a barge of sorts now.
We're going to make our own barge. We're going to make our own barge again.
So wait, are you guys like, you've constructed like a barge? Like it's kind of like a gondola in Venice?
I was thinking more like a hovercraft.
A hovercraft?
With the tire as the bottom. But so what do you think? But Tiger, yeah, you're the ticker.
No, I'm just laying on it. just floating. I have no interest in really doing anything. I just, I'm really proud of myself. And also my fingers are tired.
Yeah, who knew you'd be good at back rubs?
You're going off to go stomp in the water and barter with old ladies. What did you decide?
Who, me?
No, Squish.
Sorry.
And after seeing Juckles and Patches like squabble over this.
Really squabbling?
Just shaking his head the entire time. Squish just jumps into the water and starts walking down to try to find like a little like stall that he can see if he can help cook at and earn some coin and relieve some stress.
So you go down there, you see there's this large crowd kind of gather around one stall, and it has like the most delicious smell coming from it. But it's crazy packed. There's just tons of people in there. And you kind of push your way through, and you see that it's this very small set of demons. Like they're just small people. And there's like three or four of them working. One guy is like just chopping stuff. One guy's taking orders and like mixing fry pans. It's very much like a family of people who run this little shop. And you bust your way to the front of the line.
Hey, bud, you need some help back there? You're looking really busy.
Busy? Do you not see the like this? And she like the one taking orders just like shows you the stack of orders, and they're just like,
yes.
This. Like,
do you need help?
Line if you want to order.
No, I don't want to order. I want to help you cook.
You know how
you broke up at the end there.
You were all broken up there.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know what to do. Hold on.
You know how cooking works?
Yeah.
Why don't you try using the mic from the computer?
That's what I'm doing.
It worked last time, I think.
Oh, that's frustrating, though. I gotta change. Maybe it's these headphones.
Do they say made in America?
Back to the squillium well.
Now he's going to do nothing but squillium.
Nothing but squid. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You know how cooking works? You pay, we give you food.
That's not cooking, that's eating. I want to cook for you.
Listen, all right, you know how to make goo gum fork?
Do I know how to?
Do you know how to make... I don't think there's a history check.
I mean, wouldn't that be like study or...
It would be a little bit like flashback.
Oh, wait, yeah, because I don't have any. But I'm a quick learner.
You're a quick learner?
Yes.
If you burn the goo gum fork, we'll fire you.
That's fine.
All right, fine. And she lets you go behind the counter. And you don't really recognize a lot of the foods that you're seeing here. You can tell that some of it's like eel-type meat. There's some kind of green gelatinous goo. And the woman, the female demon, like whips up this dish, and she shows you how she does it, and it turns out to be kind of like a dumpling filled with this sort of like green gelatin, and she goes, goo gum fork.
Okay.
You make goo gum fork?
Yes.
Go for it.
Make goo gum fork.
All right. Let's see. All right. So this is to take care of some of your stress, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me double check this. Crack open this dusty old tome.
Is goo gum fork something? I'm trying to figure it.
No, it's completely made up.
I think she made it up on the spot.
Yeah.
Quit asking questions.
I really want some dumplings here. Though, too.
I had a dumpling today.
Yeah, was it good?
Yes.
Good story.
What kind of dumpling was it?
I don't know.
Was it filled with food?
It was filled with googum.
Was there really any real dumpling at all?
Yeah, so you can roll you'll roll one die.
Okay.
And then whatever that score is reduces your stress by that amount.
You overindulge.
So you're still reduce your stress, but your cooking is like amazing, right? And as you're handing out, like you just kind of get into the drift, right? And you're making the googum fork and you're passing it out. You're reducing the tickets coming in, and more and more people are coming to you. But you are like, this whole family is watching you, and they've suddenly realized that they have found their next full-time chef.
That's you.
No.
That's you. No. So
that's me.
As the tickets start to slow down and as things relax, they kind of come and they circle you and they're like, you work every night?
No, just tonight.
No, you can't just work tonight. This is amazing. Nobody makes googum fork this good.
I know. And I learned about it. I knew how to make it.
You're from Teacheros?
I think genetically, but no.
Oh, but you make it like you've lived there your whole life. Well, it doesn't
matter. Just that damn good.
We close at 4 a.m., so you want to take your lunch break now, or you take it later?
No, I'll just take my money.
Money?
Yeah.
You can't. You just going to go?
Yes. I helped you through the rush. That's all you needed.
Kind of just leave us here?
What? You got hardly any tickets. You're fine. Coin B, please.
The woman at the front, she slams the cash register and she goes, no, I don't just take walkabouts. People who work for 3-4 hours and then leave will never be able to live up to that. People are going to come and say, well, we should make googum fork for everyone. And then we'll make it and it won't be as good. You've ruined us. You have to stay here and work.
No, I don't have to. You know what? Give me all of the coin in the register. Oh, my God. And I'll teach you the secret to the googum fork.
Oh, that would definitely thought it would be.
Are you threatening her or are you swaying her?
Oh, I'm definitely trying to sway.
Okay, we'll see. Let's do your threat. Give me all of your cash in the register. Usually does not.
That's why I meant. I was a little surprised at the end of that sentence.
And I'll teach you how to make it really well.
Somehow you have decided, she looks at you incredulous. She can't believe she's about to do this. But she hits open the register and she pops it out and she puts her hand in there and she gathers up, besides what's needed for, you know, the next day, she gives you all of their profit for the day. You're going to take home 10 coin. So you can add that. But before, she hands you the money, she kind of grabs your hand and she says, but you teach first. Oh, quick, I can give him anything.
That's pretty good. He's gone forever.
He's stuck here forever.
Well, so, I'm imagining that we're just floating on this 4x8 piece of plywood that is, you know, precariously attached to four tires.
I'm drinking.
Yeah. I'm just laying flat on my back on it, floating down the...
Yeah, the alleyway. The
like causeway, I'm fishing.
Streetway. Yeah. I'm hanging out. We're just drinking. That's drinking, bud.
Drinking.
I haven't drank in a while.
Wow, how's it going?
I don't ever want to get up.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
I don't even know where I got this. Are you captaining this raft?
I'm starting small. It's a fine vessel. Yeah, I imagine I just got like a broom or something behind, kind of like just pushing.
You took a stick from one of these tents. The old lady gave you the broom
too.
Yeah. No, I put it. I stole it. It was in my frock coat.
Some other old lady is shaking her fist at you as you stole one of her tent poles.
Finn's going to clean his room, and he's away. Like, the captain goes to clean his room, and he's like, "Where my broom? My mop?
My mop? Oh, I think we lost Andy again because I think this is a slightly different face.
I thought I saw his eyes move very briefly, but you know how yeah, that's definitely different.
So what did I miss?
Me and Boo were just floating on a raft a little
bit. Talking about how they don't want to drink anymore. Well, that's what Chuckle said.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
No, I said I haven't drank in a while.
Was that your character or you?
No, that was my character.
Tiger's drinking right now.
No. Also, yes.
So you, the woman opens up the cash register, hands you the money. She hands you 10 coin.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. I take it, I pocket it, and then I teach her how to make the dish that she taught me how to make, but better.
Okay, what's your secret ingredient? What do you do differently that the family couldn't figure out?
Make the dump.
Okay. You cut out.
Oh, so like to make the dumpling, you know, you got to seal it. I use the slime from the eels to put her on the edges.
Oh, super seal it. Nice. Yeah. Also, you make it with love.
Also, so much hate.
It's all just right.
Filled with hate.
Patches and Chuckles, you are laying on the raft. Well, Chuckles, you are laying on the raft that you've just created, floating down the river with Patches at the helm.
So, Chuckles.
Yeah.
You drunk?
Well, yes.
That's how you get your sea legs. But
I'm
always
not using legs.
Fair. So, we good?
I don't know, man. What's your deal?
What do you mean?
Why do you lie to everyone?
I didn't think you'd think I was cool if I wasn't a captain.
Yes, Patches is an uncool name.
Hey, I didn't give myself that nickname.
How did you get that nickname?
Friends gave it to me.
You have friends?
Yeah, some. In low places.
It sounded like they all got executed.
Yes, those friends, they definitely got executed. The captain is not one to be slighted. He's not one to be slighted at all.
So why are you always trying to slight him?
Because he's a jerk and he has it coming. Honestly, man, he's not as cool as you think. He's one of those guys. He tussles your hair in the beginning and takes you to exotic locations and things like that. But he's got something up his sleeve, and it's not good.
And you were just wearing those sleeves.
I was wearing my own coat inverted. See? Still red on the inside.
I thought you took his coat.
No, I just wore my own coat inside out. The lining of my coat was red. Red frock, to be specific.
I still don't know what a frock is. I'm wasted.
Well, you know, that whiskey I gave you, I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't know where I haven't picked it up. I probably got it from that old lady's shop.
You stole it?
Because
I didn't see you rub her back.
No, yeah, I mean, I was just looking through her things, and flashback, I stole it. That's the thing. I'm not out of character. I say don't. Fight. You're muted, Bridget.
You do have to. You give me a little bit more of your flashback than just flashback. I stole it.
No, that's me in character saying flashback. I stole it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you stole it from a pile of garbage.
Well, you know, it was in the pile of garbage.
Yes.
Yeah, it was, you know what, I figured, you know, she got a pretty good back rub, and she was looking away, and I figured it was as good a time as any to restock my supplies.
Huh.
All right. Ahoy. And we set sail down this street of vendors.
Yeah, I feel like you're always trying to get us to screw over the Red Captain, and then you keep telling us how dangerous he is.
Yes.
Seems contradictory.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he already almost killed you.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to always screw him over. I mean, he'll talk a lot of shit, and hopefully we can get his ship someday. He is dangerous. You never should underestimate your enemy. It's like a deadly game of cat and also cat. He knows when I bare my claws, he bares them right back. When I bare my fangs, he smiles right back. And I don't like it. He's too goddamn pleasant sometimes. Am I right? He's got something up his sleeves.
It's nice. It's nice to have some pleasantness for once.
Yeah. Is that from the alcohol?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, just throw up in the street. It's all over.
And then I throw up in the street.
I imagine this is like a romantic evening, like we're just like going down this, like in Venice.
It's like a candle lit.
Yeah, everything's candle lit. Actually, this imagery is pretty
dangerous.
Pretty pretty. Dangerous.
Reach the end of the street, and it opens up into a large tavern. The front of it is, you know, accessible by floaty. It has a big sign across the front that says Deepwater Tavern. It's pretty loud and noisy inside. It's your typical low kind of place tavern.
So I can float the floaty into the tavern?
You could park it outside.
I want to float it into the tavern. Is there no water? Is it?
You have to park the floaty outside and then step into the porch, you know. It's kind of like those, you know, bars you go to in Milwaukee, you can like bring your boat up to them.
Oh, okay.
What are we going to buy?
I thought everything was in deep water.
Well, I mean, the people are kind of like still standing in like houses and stuff. It's not like the water's not inside the houses.
Oh.
Oh. I thought it was going to be like a boathouse where we just have to duck under the wall and then we would be in the bar.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Ah. Does a record scratch as soon as we walk in?
You guys walk in, and yes, you are in a heavily demon-populated bar. However, there are some humans there. People who are, you know, look like they're dock hands. They look like they're, you know, hardworking folks. And you seem like, it seems like you find a familiar face.
Is it Toad Swallow?
Is it Squish?
Am I in there?
Oh, you're not Squish. Sorry.
Oh.
Hold on. I'm going to throw his image in the chat. Give me one sec. You guys see sitting at the bar, Tawny.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. I'm not there.
Oh, wow. Does he see
us? He's sitting at the bar with his back to you. He looks a lot more worn, but otherwise in good health. Last time you left him, he had a broken arm, and you left him on a island that was on fire.
With a cave. So,
in a cave, yeah. He didn't go in the cave, but yes, you're absolutely correct. He does not see you. His back is to you.
Captain.
Hey, Juggles.
Is that who I think it is?
I think so.
Is that our intern?
Turd Swallow. Oh.
No. Wrong again. Not even close.
The intern?
The intern? Huh?
Dee Dee?
No. He's not an intern. He's a monkey.
Internally, he's an intern.
No, that big lug, the one that we made our intern.
Oh, yeah. What was his name again? Tony?
Yeah, that's what you called him. That's close enough. I thought he would have died.
You think he remembers us? I bet you he doesn't.
I'm sure he's not holding a grudge.
No. I mean, we left him on a deserted island. I mean, that's the dream.
Let's...
I mean, that's a pockets. Dream.
Someone's dream. It's not mine.
Can you pick his pockets?
I'm sure I can pick his pockets. That tie his shoes together.
How drunk are we?
I don't know. Can I roll to see how drunk I am?
Yeah, each of you are going to roll. Roll for drunk.
Roll a D6.
Just roll a D6. See what happens.
Is that good?
We're going to say you're very drunk.
/RD6.
/RD6.
All commands start with slash.
Oh, there it goes.
All right, so one of us is very drunk, and some of us is not drunk at all, and I'm not sure which is which.
I'm going to say
I guess
that,
that's in character, I guess, too, but...
I'm gonna say because you rolled the higher score, Squish. I'm sorry, not Squish. Chuckles. You can be the drunk one.
That tracks. I'm pretty tolerant.
Yeah, that's why you're always drinking, because you're chasing that dragon. I totally could pick his pocket right now. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, I say you do it. I'm not drunk. I'm just a bad
Should
influence.
I do it? Do they?
Yeah. Here, I'll distract him. And I walk up.
What's your distraction?
He's not going to recognize me because I'm wearing a gray frock coat now and a newspaper hat.
I didn't think you would recognize me on account of my red arm. That's what that sounds like.
Okay, side note, that's what I told Bridget. I saw that movie with you guys, Brad, and you're not gonna recognize C-3PO. All right, anyway, What were we getting at again?
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to play a prank on Tawny. Yeah, I think you distract him, and then I'm going to tie his shoelaces together.
All right. I'm going to pretend to be... Give me a name.
Deborah.
give me a good name.
Oh, you've never had one of those. How about Harold?
Harold. All right. Harold Sachs. I'm going up.
Harold with two Sachs. K's.
No, two X's.
Oh.
Three X's.
Wait a second. That means your name is Harry Sachs?
All right, I walk up and I'm like shuffle out my coat and make it look real like a gangster type, you know? And like kind of straight. What?
Like a cholo?
No, not that kind of gangster. You know,
oh, like mobster, you pop your collar?
Pop your collar.
You pop your rain collar.
Popping my collar, popping them up. And you know,
popping your frock.
Popping the frocket. Yeah, and I walk up to the bar and I pound the bar next to Tawny and go, "How's it going there, friend? Can I buy you a drink?"
Man, I appreciate it.
What'd you say? You broke up.
I'm on my break right now, but thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, all right. I'm new around these parts. I mean, that's pretty cool around here, ain't it? What do you think they're doing over that way? And I point him over there towards a group of people that's like the opposite direction of where Chuckles is at.
He's going to go ahead and take a look. You don't know this, but he does work at the bar. So he is looking where you pointed.
Not that you asked anything about him ever. Don't even know his name.
I offered to buy him a drink.
Yeah, but you had no intention of following through.
Yeah, but the sentiment was there. All right, well yeah, I'm pointing out to a random group of demons. Are they doing anything?
They're all kind of gathered around, and they're kind of laughing jovially and kind of like doing that thing where they're like kind of like pushing each other as a joke. Like, oh, yeah, you're a real tough guy. But there's no malice there. There's no real threat. But they making a little bit of a noise. Prowl.
I like to think that I get on my hands and knees and I start prowling, you know,
on this dirty bar floor.
That's what I do. I love to prowl when I get... I'm always dropping to the floor and crawling around.
All right, go ahead.
Night crawlers.
Roll for prowl.
Roll for prowl.
Three fives.
You kind of climb your way closer to Tawny. You're not completely hidden. Like, you kind of bump into a few demons as you go. And they kind of like look down at their feet like, what the? It's like somebody let their dog in here.
Yes, it's their hairless dog.
You are able to sneak up to Tawny rather unseen.
Nice. I'm going to tinker his shoes together.
We're such scamps.
Roll for tinker.
I'm wasted. This is my favorite thing to do in the game.
Roll for prowl.
Critical success.
You managed to tie his shoelaces completely together without his noticing. And in fact, when you bumped into those people, it did start to actually make like a ruckus and a few things. And so Tawny actually like stands up and he's like, points to them and he's like, "Hey, make me throw you out." And he goes to take a step for him and lands flat on his face.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I bet everyone saw that too.
Shit. Everybody sees it.
Is everyone laughing?
Yes. Everyone is laughing.
Is it really cruel and malicious?
Oh, just wicked. Just wicked.
Oh, my God.
Real embarrassing.
Oh man, God! Can I point and laugh? Can I roll for pointing and laughing?
Do you see? Does he see me? I think I shoot up as soon as he falls over.
Yeah. I think he does see you, but also like I don't think he sees you on the ground. But are you gonna point and laugh, Captain or Patches?
Oh yeah, just a little bit though.
Okay. Oh no, not Tawny seeing me. The captain. I want the captain to see me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Patches. Yeah, Patches. I'm sure you saw him.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tawny falls flat on his face, and the whole bar just, like, uproarious laughter. Just everyone is just cackling. And a woman kind of comes out from behind the bar. She's like every, you know, like, old middle-aged woman who's, like, working at a job she doesn't deserve. And she's got her apron on and her hair out, and she's just, like, looking at Tawny, and she's like, Tawny, what? Tawny. Seriously, you're on your break, you're 5 minutes late, and you're just out here? And this is what you do? You know, you can be an unpaid intern. She threatens poor Tawny.
We got him fired. Seek good employment, Tawny.
Tawny is picked up by this older woman and heads into this back room.
For his whooping.
Do you think we should go after him?
No, we got him pretty good. Wait. Do you think he contains any plot developments?
Was he put in this bar for a reason?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Ignore him.
because everyone, a few other people around you saw what you did, and they're kind of like clapping you guys on your shoulder. For your last downtime, would you guys like to have a drink on the house?
Yes.
Yes, I'll have your shittiest drink and your finest shoe, please. Scratch that. Reverse it.
Finest drink and my shittiest shoe?
Yep.
Okay, what?
Whiskey, extra sour.
Okay, let me take a quick look. Here's a two. Here's a zero. Yeah, so you both can roll to reduce stress.
What do I roll? I don't remember.
It's your lowest.
Oh, okay.
Ability thing, so it'd be resolve, which you have zero in. So you roll two and take the lowest.
Zero in hunt and zero in survey. Oh, I see. Resolve.
It's okay. Like the ones on the sides. Yeah, resolve. Yeah.
And then
Captain, oh. you would roll for insight.
Insight. Roll.
You reduce or avoid the effects of the consequence.
Is that three. What we do?
Did I do it wrong?
I'm not sure. Hold on. I'm trying to see what Squish did.
Me? I'm not there.
No,
how did you roll it? I just went to resistance and resolve.
I think it's your vice. Is there a vice? Yeah.
How do I get to that?
I don't know.
Help me, Squish.
How did you roll for your vice?
Me, I hit the dice, and then underneath there, on the left side of the screen, there's the two dice, and then I hit indulge vice, and then I selected 1D.
I see it now. All right, 1D. There we go.
You get that,
all right.
Brandon?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. Oh, he was listening. Did I win? Failure. Oh, no. I'm barfing.
Tiger, Chuckles, did you even have any stress?
No, dude, I'm cool as a cucumber. No, I have no stress.
You can reduce you. So you both reduce your stress enough. But as you're reducing your stress, people kind of just keep plying you with drinks. And as the night goes on, and you guys are drinking and drinking and drinking more, you're getting a little sloppy. Chuckles, you already were pretty drunk at this point, so I think you've taken quite a bit. And after some time, you realize that you've been you're going to brag about your exploits? Sure.
Yes. I'm very proud of myself for making an ass out of Tawny. He's so big.
All right, go ahead and brag.
Let's I'm bragging. Flashback. I brag. No, I did you see that big lug? What a big old idiot! And then he fell right on his ass.
These are all the people in the bar agreeing with you.
And then he got fired, which is the best part. His life is ruined. Again,
you guys.
By me. I ruined it earlier, too, when I blew up his island that we gave him by leaving him there.
You think we should hire him?
No. I think we should insult him more.
By hiring him.
And paying him nothing.
Exactly. Listen, it's always good to have a red shirt on board. Especially a big, bulky one.
Is that a Star Trek thing?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that the people that die?
Yes. Yeah.
He just won't die, will he?
He's got the perfect quality of incompetence and invulnerability that makes the perfect henchman. What do you say? Well, you can make fun of him more if we do it.
No, I feel like... wait, did he see me do it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then if he brings it up, I'll just lie.
Yeah, just sway him.
I can't sway, though. I'll prowl him again. Tinker his shoes back together.
Hold the power.
You guys have taken, your crew has taken two heat because people are starting to hear what you're saying and they're looking at you and they're like, man, these guys are really, really into it. They're a pretty troublesome crew.
Yeah, we're badasses. Captain,
very, very nice. Very nice patches.
Excellent.
Perfect. Right. So the hour everyone wait no squish you still have one downtime squish you can enjoy
they're still in the bar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna stumble into the same not stumble but stumble upon the same bar that they're in.
As you step up into the bar, you see Tawny in the front, just like sitting there like this, like he just got fired and the poor on the stoop. And he's like, why did I leave Dos Caval? Why did I believe him? I should have stayed with Baz. I mean, Baz died, but at least I wouldn't be here.
Is he crying?
He's Tawny?
He like wipes his eye. Squish?
Are you crying?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I ended up here. Were you crying?
I just lost my job. I was an intern here. And they fired me. Well, yeah.
How do you get an internship at a bar?
I asked.
No. Oh, what were they paying you?
Not much. Yeah. And then I lost my job. It was that Harold Sachs.
Wait.
No, I'm kidding. He doesn't know you.
Harry Sachs got you fired?
I don't know. It's just been a rough day.
Oh, interesting. I see you got mobility of your arm.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, no thanks to you. You guys just left me on that island and I had a broken arm and I had the island was on fire and the only way I escaped, there was some merchant vessel and I managed to hitch a ride with them and I ended up here.
I really don't care, Tawny.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy your visit at the Deepwater Tavern. Those jerks. And he flicks them off.
Okay. Hey, I don't know if you noticed, but your shoes are tied together. And then I pat his shoulder and walk in.
Uh-huh. And as you walk in, you just hear this, like, disgruntled, from the porch. When you walk in, because Squish and I'm sorry, I keep calling you. I'm so sorry about that. Chuckles and Patches has been talking loudly about what a fool they made of Tawny. They have attracted quite a crowd. So there are a bunch of demons and other groups of people just kind of like standing around them, listening to them.
I imagine that I'm doing a Russian dance on a table.
Yeah, he's doing the babushka, you know, like the
while drinking out of a shoe.
The shittiest
drink. The shittiest shoe. Patches is watching him nursing his whiskey.
Nursing my whiskey by pounding on the table as he dances.
And I think that's what catches my eye.
I'm so drunk.
Wait a second. Patches is nursing his drink? Something's going on. This isn't right.
No, I'm a nurse. I always nurse my drinks. Just very quickly sometimes.
So I'll go up to Patches and go, what the hell? Did you see Tawny outside? How the hell did he survive?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want him to join the crew again? I'm opening up the books.
Do you want to ask him?
Squish, we're going to have so many interns. Lots of interns.
So we need a top intern, right?
Yeah, top intern.
Should we make it Tawny? You want to make it Tawny?
Yeah, the guy needs some assistance and it'll give the lad over here someone to have pal around with.
The lad?
Chuckles.
I would pay to see Tawny do that. You're right.
All right, let's go get him.
All right, I get two drinks. One for me, one for Tawny.
I get two drinks too, but both for me.
You gonna nurse it?
I'm nursing the third one.
Bring it back out to the front of the building.
Yeah, See if he's still there.
Okay. He still is. His shoes are untied, but not retied, so his laces are just like everywhere. And he's standing in front of this building, and he's just like giving it the business. He's like, and I didn't even want to work here. I could have been a doctor. I could have been in Doskoval saving lives. And instead, I'm here on this shitty island with these shitty demons. What?
Do you know how to do doctoral stuff?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I fixed my own arm, which nobody gives me credit for.
It looks great. Does it look great? Or does it look
he's, I mean, out? His arm is pretty gnarly. He does have a lot of scars, but he has full flexibility, and he looks just as beefy as ever.
You know, we could use a doctor-esque person on the ship.
Oh, if you think I'm getting back on that ship with you guys.
No, it's a different ship. It's an actual ship, not a barge. It's an actual ship. And hey, by the way, you should be thankful you got off that ship when you did.
Why?
Because it sunk. And I walk up behind.
Was that before or after the Leviathan attack?
I think he was thrown off the boat during the Leviathan attack. But I don't, I mean, he only reconnected with you guys after the events of the island. So,
okay.
So all yeah, right. He doesn't know that it sunk. I don't think he did.
That ship is, or that barge is gone now.
The guard barge is gone?
Guard barge is gone. It's part of, it's a guard barge. It's part of a haunted island, Siempre. It's not coming back. But we got a real ship with a real captain.
A real captain.
And then I side eye patches.
Hey, wait, is that Captain? Captain FitzClyde?
No, that's Patches.
I'm Harold Sachs.
You're Harold Sachs?
No, I'm Patches.
I'm very confused. I'm really confusing
you. There was a bit of plot development. No thanks to you.
So you're not a captain? Who's the captain of the ship?
Oh, that's Captain FitzClyde.
What?
we tried to tell you there was some development there.
You want me on the ship?
Yeah.
We'll have you as an intern, Tawny.
As a doctor, not an intern.
A doctor intern.
Well, you gotta prove yourself.
I don't want to be an intern anymore.
You could be a temp doctor.
Is a temp better than an intern?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interns get no respect. Temps are, yeah. You know.
It's so much fun. We've been to a lot of places. We even got a bath out of it.
Yeah, there was a bath, and Chuckles has got his own tinker station and his own cannon room. And
It's
got flames.
You're not even here.
I can hear you.
I'm dancing.
Squish from the table. It's flames.
Squish has his own kitchen. We're really moving up in the world, you know?
Would I get my own room?
Dee Dee's still there.
Dee Dee's there?
Yeah. We took Dee Dee, but not you.
I know that monkey.
Dee Dee always was a good friend. She really listened to me. All right.
She did. Yeah, she's a good listener.
Well, since I don't have a job here anymore, I guess I'll go with you. Be a doctor. Right.
The game's all together and they're intern.
Yar!
Top intern.
Top intern. Top intern. Top intern.
Top intern.
You want me to do some turns?
Yeah, do some turns. Look at him go. He's so happy.
Hey.
Great.
Well, Connie follows you guys. You realize it's the time to meet the captain again, meet back up with him. So you guys head back. Are you taking your floatable with you?
Oh yeah. It's my new favorite thing.
My new ship.
Yeah.
Is everyone going on the floatable or is it just you two? Yeah.
No, everyone. It's big enough for everyone.
But not Tawny. He's got to swim behind us.
Tawny is the guy pushing it.
Yeah, so Tawny's just walking behind it, and he's pushing the raft as he goes up the creek river. Sorry. And as he approaches the Kahuna Wave, the Captain FitzClyde leans over the railing, and he's like, I'm being boarded. Avast me, hearties. Looks like you got yourself your own ship.
Yeah, you better watch out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he said. This one doesn't have flames yet.
Yeah, once it gets flames, it's going to be so cool, and you're going to be so jealous.
I throw up. I bet I would. I appreciate your ingenuity, boys. And, hey, now we've got a fleet.
A fleet?
Oh God, this guy's pretentious.
Yeah. And it looks like you got someone new with you? Who is this?
I don't know.
This is Tawny. Hey, Dee Dee. Mind-melded Dee Dee to get her to come.
Yes, yes. You mind-melded Dee Dee, and she hears you calling, and she comes out onto the deck of the ship.
Ooh. Look who's back!
And she sees Tawny, and her face gets so bright. She's so happy, and she starts like kind of like throwing things in the air, just like out of enjoyment, and kind of like hooting and chattering. Not because she actually likes Tawny, but because with Tawny there, she's no longer the lowest monkey on the totem pole.
She doesn't know that.
I love how you said lowest monkey on the totem pole.
Yeah. So she's so happy to see Tawny. And you can understand, by the way, Squish, from your mind melt, you understand exactly what she's feeling. You understand why she's no longer the lowest monkey on the totem pole.
And I start chuckling and slap Tawny on his fucked up arm.
Oh, Sunbird. So you guys come aboard the ship, and the captain is there. Hold on, let me activate. Perfect. So you're sitting in the door in the port of deep water, and he goes, "All right, boys, tonight's a very special night on deep water and High House."
Oh, shit. I forgot he had plans for us.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
It's a very what?
It's a special night.
Oh, yeah. Do we get to blow it up?
Hey.
Blow it up. Blow it up. Blow it up.
No.
Matches.
The fire.
Get your flamer ready.
No. Oh. We're not going to blow it up. Yet.
Yet.
Yeah.
Tonight is Black Harp Night. Now, I know you guys don't know what that is, even though some of you should, considering your heritage, but Black Harp Night is the night that people fled Teacheros and they settled here on High Water, or High House, Deep Water.
Yes.
And so tonight's celebration of that, and up at the High Water House, High Hill House, they're having a huge party. Everyone's going to be there. The richest, the fanciest. We're going to go crash that party, and we're just going to steal some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, blow it up.
We can blow it up too. But look, there is something special there. There's a very priceless artifact.
There's always a catch.
There's always an artifact.
We have a priceless artifact.
What do you have?
Patches. Open your frock.
That is where that came from. No. Wait a second. I got confused. Who's got whose coat?
No, it's not. Oh, is it on the front? No, he just flipped it inside out.
I think he made that up today.
No, he said it prior. It's canon.
It's canon.
What are you pulling out?
Paul? The lion. The humanoid lion.
Paul.
Are you taking Paul out?
Yeah, I haven't had Paul in a while. I forgot he was on my shoulder. That's probably why I've been walking with the crick in my shoulder.
He's literally never served a purpose.
I mean, he did serve, time filling.
So tell me about, you just pull Paul out of your sleeve?
Yeah. This is the priceless artifact.
It's so ugly.
And stupid.
Now,
wait a minute. Let's not judge it. What's its...
It's really stupid. It knows nothing.
What does the statue... It talks?
Yeah, it can talk.
Talk,
come on. Show him.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Yeah, see? Look at how stupid he is. He's got nothing to say.
The captain looks at it and he's like, so it's a talking statue?
Yeah,
yes. Lion.
And it knows lots of things.
Oh, it knows lots of things, does it, huh?
Yeah.
And the captain takes Paul, and he holds Paul so that he can kind of look him straight in the eyes, and he kind of gives Paul the stink eye, and he says, so what does Paul know?
We've been trying to figure that out.
And
He knows things.
Paul kind of like, Paul's face doesn't really change. Even when he talks, you just kind of hear his voice. It doesn't like physically make a change. Yeah, like a Garfield. But for the first time, you've actually seen an expression come over Paul's face, and fear. Paul just blanches in fear, and he goes completely silent.
Paul, don't embarrass me here. Talk to the man.
The captain's going to hand Paul back to you, Patches, and he goes, seems like your line's broken.
Your line's broken.
Oh, good one.
And I start petting him.
Who, the captain?
No, the lion, the humanoid lion.
As you're petting Paul, you can kind of feel him like shiver a little bit. Like the statue feels like it's like vibrating.
Oh, wow.
That's purring.
That's his function.
What?
Listen.
Jeez.
You guys know I love a ukulele, right?
Yeah, you won't shut up about it.
Yeah. Love ukulele. I've done some research. There is the finest of ukuleles. It's not even a ukulele. It's a harp. The finest of hearts over somewhere in that house in High Hill. I'm going to go and try to find it. If you guys want to come with me, cause some mischief along the way, we'll have a great old time.
Hey, right, while it's there, I missed a
harp.
Black harp. Okay. Yeah.
Black harp. Oh, that thing.
So you're going to leave the boat unattended, are you?
With my ghost crew, yes.
Oh, the ghosts.
I forgot about them.
Paul.
You hear a tiny little yes?
Do you know how to play a ukulele?
No.
It's a fucking statue.
Do you know how to teach someone to play a ukulele?
I have they tried getting that book, Ukulele for Dummies?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good book. I mean, I could try. I could try to teach someone ukulele. Oh, my God,
you're useless again.
I'm sorry.
Why did we go through so many problems getting you?
I don't know.
You're worth so many coin.
I know.
All right.
Quit yelling at my humanoid lion.
Stitch him back in the coat.
I'm putting him back in the coat.
You just back in the coat. Throw him in the ocean.
No. He's nice to talk to when I'm drunk and alone.
So you talk to him every night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. In the bathroom.
All right, let's go steal some shit and a stupid harp.
Yeah. Yar. Harp it.
And if we have to punch a few nuts, then we will.
Yeah.
The captain goes with you, like he said he would. And he leads you to the nicer part of town where we saw all of those fancy houses. And the biggest, the fanciest one of them all is the one right in front of you. It has leads right out onto the water. It is full of lights. It's full of laughter. It's full of people. Black Harp Day is very similar to Halloween. So you see people in like their finest getup. But they are like scary get-ups too. So they're like costumed, but it's a costume ball. And this is all demons that are here. You see, you know, demons that look a lot like Squish. You see demons that are blue skinned. You've seen demons that you've never seen before. Black skinned, gray, some that even don't quite appear human. It's just full of people.
Wait, what do we know about this governor?
His name is Lord Highhill. He... just a rich guy. He's just your typical richy boy. Okay. I mean, that's all that you guys know. I mean, that's all you've been introduced to.
And we're just going to walk right in the front door, huh?
Chuckles. Tinker with some costumes.
I think that's a different skill, isn't it? Isn't there a disguise skill? Or am I getting that confused with Star Wars?
I don't think there's a specific disguise skill. I guess depending on how you play it, you could like try to sway someone to convince their costume was pretty good, or you could try to make a costume that was pretty good. But
I'm gonna
or prowl if you wanted to sneak in.
A 3-man tall trench coat.
Again?
Oh, did we do that? Right?
At the last party, you crashed.
Yes. Oh, I don't remember that. All I remember is smoking all those cigarettes.
That was the party. That was the party of the first nut punch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, when I punched poor Watt in his nuts, and I got us out of that jam.
Did you guys take Tawny with you, or is you leaving Tawny on the boat?
I think he just kind of followed us.
Okay, so Tawny's here too.
Dee Dee's on the boat, though.
Yes, Dee Dee is on the boat.
Yeah, in his carrier.
Her
carrier.
So yes, as you guys approach the house, it doesn't look like you see any other humans, but it's kind of hard to tell because again, everyone is in pretty elaborate costume.
Are there demons dressed up as humans? Does that be weird?
Yeah. You see some demons in like very caricaturized human costumes. So you know, like those masks you can get of like old people. You know, that looks like an old person face,
like presidents,
or like ones with cigars and stuff. That's what it looks like. Like you see someone who's like clearly trying to be like a baker or something. So he's got like an apron on and like flour on, but it's a human or a demon underneath the costume.
So Red Captain, are we just going to walk right through the front door? Is that what we're doing here? I'm just kind of awkwardly looking around. Am I still drunk?
No, you threw up.
You did throw up.
All right.
So you're 100% I feel better now. Sober.
I'm ready to party. Who wants to see me dance?
Captain reaches into his pocket and he's like, I have an invitation for myself. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work for the rest of you. You have
hide
to find
your
own way
coat.
Into this party. Hide you in my trench coat. Where do you think I'm going to hide you? My body is in my trench coat.
Well, put my body in there too.
Oh, lad.
I'm so small.
He puts his hand on your shoulder. He's like, I don't think two men in a trench suit's going to work that well, especially if I have to be the top. All right. Well, think of something else.
He left us.
Yeah. He walks past into the house. He flashes his invitation and disappears into the house.
What a turd! You hear that? He just left us behind.
I'm going to scout the building, see if there's like a way up to the second floor that's not guarded.
Okay.
Chuckles, what are you doing?
Nothing. Just hanging out.
Let's go.
Go what?
Go ahead, Squish. Go ahead and roll your survey or the hunt. It's survey, right?
I would think it's survey, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll your survey. All right.
I've got scout.
Mm-hmm.
So that, what does that do? To when you gather info on it, to locate a target.
I think that works though too. Like you're using your skills as a hunter to find the best way in. You can give yourself a plus one for that.
All right. Well, partial success.
You can see on top of the house, it does look like there are entrances in, but there are some guards posted inside on the second floor that are kind of walking from room to room, just making sure nobody's up to no good.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to climb up to wherever I see is like the most open.
Yeah, you climb up from the side of the building. You kind of like scurry on up to that first. So it'd be the second floor, but there is quite a bit of a walking area on the second floor. We'll go back to Chuckles and Patches.
I imagine I'm like sprawling around the corner of the building here, looking through windows and such. Can I roll a survey?
Sure.
Partial.
As you're prowling through the different rooms, you see one room in particular that catches your eye. It looks like it's a library.
Oh, neat.
Like a personal study, but the window is locked.
Oh, okay. If I keep walking, is there a door nearby, or is there anywhere entrance wise that I can get in?
Yeah, if you go around to the back of the building, there is an entrance. It's the servants' entrance, but there are servants coming in and out, and you are in a gray frock coat.
Okay. Prowl in there? Can I prowl in there? Just like really
like sneak in there?
Yeah, like sneak in there.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Are you going along with this too, Chuckles? Or are you just?
Well, I was thinking, did we bring the raft?
Flashback.
The garbage raft.
Flashback. Bringing right. The garbage raft.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the high water was kind of like Venice, and that everything is connected by waterways.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I saw everyone else wander off, and I got back into the garbage raft. And I think I'm just going to ride it around and see if there's perhaps a water entrance to the mansion.
Yeah.
Like a sewer?
Roll your survey to see what you can find.
Service? Servants?
A service.
Boat entrance? Survey. We all had the same. Oh, no, because I had none survey. So I'm drowning.
So you go around the entire length of the building and come back, and you find absolutely nothing. And while that's occurring, somebody sees you paddling because it's like, you know, they can hear your boat in the water, and a guard flicks his flashlight onto you.
What?
Hey, what are you doing in there?
Nothing, just floating. Just normal floating.
This party's invitation only.
Yeah, I got an invitation.
Where is it?
I left it in my other pants.
I think this guy's up to something, he tells his partner, and they reach into the water. I figure you're close enough to the shore. They reach into the water, and they pull you out. Your little legs dangle between the two.
Hey, put me down. You have no idea who you're screwing with here. I don't have my other pants.
I don't trust this guy. You know what? Take him inside. Take him over to the server's quarter and hold him there. I'm going to go get Lady Highwater or High Hill. She can go take a look at him.
Am I her type?
So they take you into the, and perhaps you see this as you're sitting in the shadows, patches. You see them take Chuckles into the servant's quarters. And into, like, one of the pantry rooms and just put him in there and shut the door.
Well, it's dark in here.
All right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, there's still guards out there. Squish, you are on the second floor looking for an entrance.
Yes, I would like to check the windows to see if I can sneak into
check the pantry
a random open.
For Chuckles.
Sure. Yeah, I think same thing, survey.
Right. I'm not going to take the plus one this time because I'm not really scouting it out. I'm trying it. I should have taken the survey or the extra.
That is a critical.
You start like rattling the windows, and you're making quite a bit of noise. And another guard peeks out from around the corner, and same thing. Hey. What are you doing over there?
I was looking for somewhere to pee.
You're peeing out here?
I mean,
this is Lord Hidehill's house. This is his manor.
I was looking for somewhere to pee.
No, the guest entrances are down. Bathrooms are downstairs. You got to come with me. I can't just let you go out like this. And he calls another guard over to him, and they move to kind of like to take you in.
All right, fine. I'm gonna act like I'm super drunk though.
Okay.
You can't take me anywhere. And I have to pee. And then I will pee my pants.
They drag you back down to the first floor, and they also take you in. And again, Patches, you see this while you're hiding out in the bushes. They drag Squish into the building, into the service quarters, and they throw you. They actually throw you in the same room as Chuckles and slams the door.
Ah, yes. All according to plan.
Your plan was to pee your pants?
Oh, shit! Yeah, no, not to pee the pants. That was an added bonus. When the fuck did you get here?
All right. Well, long story, actually.
Let's just cut it down a little bit.
The guards found me and then threw me in here. I put up very little fight.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Tiny kicks.
Patches, now you are in the bushes. Do you want to prowl and get inside the building?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Throw your prowl.
Prowl. I'm a night prowler.
I hope we all end up in this.
Oh, I failed at prowling.
tell me first how you would have attempted to prowl.
Oh, I would do little somersaults across the terrace here, and trying to like bend beneath the windows. But like, you know, I got a bad back, so I'm not bending too great. And like, I'm like spinning around and like just jumping through things, just trying to like be all spy like. But I am also kind of drunk and definitely not graceful. I knock over a bush.
Yeah, so you knock over a potted plant, which crashes loudly, and you are captured. You are caught by one of the guards who shines a light on you and says, 3 in 1 night, what the hell is this? Is the house under attack? Is this an incursion?
Can I run?
Sure.
All right, I run.
I'm going to say that's going to be... I'm sorry. I'm just looking at your ability sheet. I guess a finesse.
It's always really good when the GM looks at your ability sheet and laughs.
I'm going to say finesse to try and outrun these guards.
Partial success.
Yeah. So you take off and you're able to outrun these guards, but they are now aware that there's a potential incursion in the house, on the house. And so, without alerting any of the party guests, the house has gone on red alert. More guards kind of flood out of the building, and there are lights everywhere. There are dogs barking. You are currently hidden, but it is a little bit more difficult now running around the area.
All right. Did they leave the door where Chuckles and Squish are at to look for me?
Yeah, I'll say they went ahead and left.
All right, I'm going to prowl there.
No, flashback.
All right, flashback.
Flashback. And we're sitting there. Right before I go into the bar, I find a stall that is selling. Just on, like in the corner, like very far off to the table, on the table to the side, there's lockpicking equipment.
Okay.
So I buy that and say, this might come in handy later for our tinkerer. So I would like to buy that. And then on the boat, the floaty, I say, hey, Chuckles, we're going into this high secure place. You might want these. And I give it to him. I found these and I thought of you. You're a very special friend.
I'm going to say that's going to cost 5 coin from what you've collected from the...
Five?
Yeah. From the...
All my garbage cost 8.
No. You would have got it for free, but you decided to pay her to be able to make her pass the flesh test.
Mm-hmm. I made her pass it, all right. With my hands. My big, gross, strong hands.
All right. Yeah, so you have a pair of lock-picking supplies, and you have handed these off to Chuckles.
What is this?
Right. These are used to pick locks. I assume at least one of us is going to get thrown into some kind of dungeon here.
In a good way?
No. Well, probably not, but maybe. It's possible.
While you two are talking about the use of the lockpicks, second. Yeah. The door opens and a very finely dressed female demon comes in.
Nurse.
She is Lady Highhill. She is the daughter of Lord Highhill. She's a young woman. And she takes a look at the two of you and she's like, huh. So you're the idiots that are going to try and steal this harp, huh?
No, we're patsies.
What the hell is a harp?
Those are both good answers.
I don't even know this Joker. Never late.